Can you be high vibe and have that attitude even when SHIT happens? Well, I can prove it to you. In fact, just a few hours ago, I had an incident with my doggies. One of them did something in my room that I wasn't expecting at all. And yes, you can imagine what he did, number two, like in the middle of my room. Well, in the middle of two rooms. Anyway, and I was like so mad. And I tell you, I learned so much from that experience that I decided to share it with you because this is not the first time it happens and it will probably happen again because my dogs are not as young and they are a little dependent on me for some things. And yeah, it's a long story. I don't like to complain. In fact, I love my dogs no matter what. But it's not easy because, yeah, they're like elderly dogs. Anyway, so maybe in your life, it could be your dogs, your cats, your birds. I have free birds in my house, as you know, in my yards. They come and go, of course, because I don't believe in keeping birds. But the point is that it could be your pets. It could be your kids. It could be your parents. It could be people that you're caring for. It could be your partner. I don't know, but sometimes SHIT happens. I don't know how to say it in a different way, but yeah, things that we don't expect happen and they're like, you know, they can get you off your focus, out of your flow, maybe out of your wellness. In fact, I was actually with the music out loud, you know, blast, full blast, you know, doing some dancing with one of my favorite songs, and that's when it happened. I'm like, oh God, you know. So on one hand, I was, you know, in a good mood, of course, because when you use music that you love, you are high vibe. And high vibe doesn't necessarily mean being in a good mood, but yes, we want to stay high vibe, meaning high vibrations. Yes, gratitude, love would be the best. But also sometimes you can even be mad and you can be sad and still be able to keep your vibe up. How's that possible? Well, I have many ideas, okay? I don't have the answers perfectly well for everyone because it all depends on what you want to do. But if you're like me and you want to be high vibe all the time and just feel in control of your life and not lose it when things happen, then this episode is for you. And I have three very important recommendations that actually work. Number one, let it happen. Another way of saying it is let the chips fall where they may. Let it land. You know, that SHIT, that happened. Okay, it's done. Nothing to do about it except to, you know, feel the discomfort. Feel the madness. Maybe it's okay to be like a hot mess, feeling mad, frustrated, aggravated. I got kind of negative, you know. It's like, oh, why do you have to do that? I almost screamed at the poor dog. It's not his fault. He's doing his best. Most of the time he does do the number two outside in the yard, but this time I guess he couldn't hold it or something. And well, he did that. And I really love cleanliness and organization, as I've told you before. And so it's like, ew, gross. Yeah, but in this recommendation, in this tip, I just want to tell you, don't add the additional layer of feeling bad about feeling bad. You know, sometimes we feel guilty for having those negative thoughts and feelings, which constitute our attitude. I can't say that my attitude was beautifully perfect and positive at that moment specifically, you know, while I was letting it happen and letting it land. I felt mad. I felt frustrated. Like I said, you know, it's like, let's feel whatever we're going to feel in the moment, but without the drama. That's what I've learned from life coaching. It's that we can really just feel whatever we're going to feel and it just goes away faster. We process the emotion and that's it, you know, without blaming or shaming ourselves for it. Because sometimes, or I used to blame myself. Oh, why did I think so negatively about that situation or that person? And yes, I'm human just like you are, right? And sometimes we have negative thoughts, even about people and beings and our doggies that we love so much. And that's okay. We still love them. It is just a matter of time. It is temporary. We all have a primal brain, you know, that primitive brain that keeps us stuck sometimes. It's, you know, it's automatic, it's reactive. It's like, ah, you know, it's not like, oh, great, don't worry, I'll just go pick it up. You know, that would be a little bit hypocritical. I didn't do that. I actually felt the madness, but it didn't last more than, I don't know, a minute and a half, to tell you the truth. So number two, pick up whatever you need to pick up or clean up. In my case, the poo. Sometimes it's pee, sometimes it's vomit, other times it has been really yucky, like extracting maggots from my dog's skin infection. Oh my God, I had like so many months of that that I don't even want to tell you. And I still don't know the exact cause nor reasons for it, but thank God it's no more. And I'm taking care of my dogs more than ever. And, you know, I've told you about the benefits of aloe vera as well as turmeric. And coconut oil has been tremendously helpful to avoid that even. So even if my dogs sometimes have little allergies here and there, it's so, so minimal now compared to what I used to go through. In my case, so in your case, you might have kids with certain issues like allergies as well, and they may have to go to the doctor. So, you know, every situation is different. I just tell you that it's important to, you know, just do whatever we need to do. And it's like, okay, let's be as positive as possible. You know, I don't want to go into the details of the growth that I've gone through. Because sometimes it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it that it was so dirty, so yuck. And then you feel guilty. Like I said at the beginning, it's like, let's not dramatize the situation because yes, there's dirty things that we clean up that are not pleasant at all. And I've been lucky because I've had a lot of help in my life, especially in the last decades or so, you know, in which I haven't done my own cleaning that much. And now that I'm doing it again, it's like, ew, gross. But you know what? Let's be grown-ups and just pick it up. And, you know, we get rid of the mess. We get the dirt out, whatever it is, and we move on. We move on. You know, and that brings me to the most positive thing that is tip number three. We get back to our activity as soon as possible, whatever our activity is. Maybe it's sitting down at the computer like I am right now. Maybe it's dancing, which I also did. And you get back into your, let's say, loving your dogs. In my case, it's like, oh, baby, I love you so much. You know, after I had everything cleaned, I took a little break. I did take a shower. I did some other things. Okay. It's like, okay, let's have the best attitude. You know, attitude is the combination of thoughts and feelings. You know that our thoughts create our feelings. And therefore, we can practically feel whatever we want to feel. And if I want to feel loving towards my dogs, I definitely want to keep my thoughts in check, you know, because when our mind is not checked, we go back into our primal. Again, we need to use our higher brain, which is our adult brain, the brain that I've talked to you about a lot when it comes to discipline. It's like we want to have the discipline to exercise, to eat nutritiously, to stay positive. You have to have a discipline, and the only way to do it is to actually use that prefrontal cortex brain. So I asked my higher brain, it's like, okay, what needs to be done right now? I mean, if you yelled at your kid, maybe you can apologize. In my case, I didn't yell at my dogs, and I usually don't yell at anybody. I usually don't react very much because I'm very direct, so it's like I'm not that kind of person that I know a lot because I know some people are like that. They don't tell you anything and then one day they explode and they tell you everything bad. You know, it's like, what? There are people like that, but I'm not. Anyway, everybody's different. We're in this journey. Nobody's perfect. We're all human. My point is, you know, let's get back into our normal, into our calm, cool, collected, if that's what you like to be. And for me to be high vibe means to be cheerful most of the time. To be, everybody says I'm alegre, and they're right because I am. It's like nobody has to see me even. You know, I look at the mirror and I'm smiling right now, even though I'm telling you about all these yucky and gross things that sometimes I will do. And I'm so glad that I told you about this because some people might think that I have everything going for me. And in a way I do, but that's because I am proactive about it. Being proactive about your life, like I learned a lot from Stephen R. Covey and the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And, you know, I have my priorities straight and so many things that I would keep on talking to you about in our next conversations and my next podcast episodes. But the thing is that I'm not perfect in any way, shape, or form. Not in my mindset, not in my emotions, not in my spirit, not in my body. It's like I'm a work in progress, and I just love how far I've come because now I can control my mind better than ever. Okay, that's one thing that I am so proud about. So even if I'm not the one to explode and have those reactions that most of the people I know have, you know, it's like they don't control themselves. So in that sense, I'm powerful, not because I have any power over anybody really, but because I have power over myself. It's like I have my own agency. And, you know, when I realize, hey, I can't change circumstances of the world, I can't change other people, of course not, but I can change myself because I am beginning to really trust myself, have that confidence that I talked to you about in a recent episode, and, you know, be able to get back into my fun flow, because that's how I love to be. I love to be dancing and jumping around. It's like I have to, hey, Monica, sit down. postpone your dance routine maybe for tomorrow, that kind of thing. So I have to almost control myself in that sense because I want to be, you know, very, very physically active. And, hey, I want to go swimming. No, Monica, let's do some productive things right now. You know, I'm not saying that swimming is bad or anything, but many times I have to, like, take that child in me that we all have, that inner child, and say, hey, I know you want to go jump around, but it's time for you to record your next podcast episode. And that's why I am doing it right now in tip number 3. Let me see what else I wrote down here. You know, getting back to your activity may be something that happens in a few minutes, like in my case, after the shower. How long did I take? I mean, about an hour in total. I washed my hair, I took it easy, and then, you know, obviously the floor was completely clean, and so is my room, so it feels good. I opened the windows, nice fresh air, and I feel so refreshed. So I just went out, and I turned on the music back on, and I enjoyed. You know, we could also clean up while listening to music. It's all up to you. There's so many infinite ways. I'm just telling you what works for me, and that is in a moment of some frustration turned into a powerful moment of gratitude in which I'm so thankful because I can really take care of myself, of my own needs, of my dog's needs. And yeah, they are like 14 years old, you know, yeah, about 14 years old, I think. So, you know, I just want to be there for my dogs as long as they live, and I want them to live really well. Okay. Yeah, it's okay to get emotional, by the way. You know, if you cry, you can allow yourself to cry. You know, it's actually good for us. We let the cortisol out and it really works as a relief. So, you know, if you hear me crying, because I do many times on my podcast episode as I talk to you about certain things, I just want you to know that I'm not doing this for you to feel sorry for me or for you to have any kind of pity. No, not at all. I'm inviting you to get your power back, okay? You can also do whatever needs to be done, okay? So to recap, number 1 is to let it happen, okay? Be in the discomfort of the moment. Number 2, pick up whatever you need to pick up or solve or clean up. In my case, you know, just do it. Let's be an adult when it comes to that. And number 3, get back into your flow, whatever that is. Do the fun things, like I said about dancing. I don't know what you want to do now, but I can tell you something, that being fit and healthy is fundamental. And when I see, and I'm just going to rant a little bit about this situation, I see older people just forgetting about their bodies. And no matter how brilliant and intellectual and successful you've been or you are when it comes to your work, you cannot ignore your body. We live in a body. It's our temple and we must take care of it. Okay, guys? So remember, Eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do love, what you do want. Your desire is the key to your destiny and your purpose. And it just feels so good to be alive and moving, because, you know, when I tell you that it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves, it's because I see older and younger people just abandoning their bodies to the point where they can't move. And when they can't move, they depend on other people. And it's really sad. That is really sad. You see, I feel sorry for them. I really do. And I wish I could help them, but they don't want to change. So, you know, I feel frustrated about that too. Anyway, so that's a kind of high vibe. It's like, okay, what are you going to do with that frustration, Monica? Are you going to get mad at those people because they don't take care of themselves? Are you going to make them run or make them walk or make them go up their stairs if they don't want to? Are you going to make them eat healthy or in a healthier way, more organic, natural foods, more fruits? No. I mean, I can't make anybody, not even if they pay me. You see, because that's how it works. So this is an example of you being in a situation in which you are mad at people or the world because it's not fair, because it's not fair that some people really don't love themselves, I would say. Yet it's up to us to take care of ourselves first and foremost, and whoever we are caretakers of course. I mean, I take care of my dogs and my birds, and some adults I help, of course, but they're adults and they're going to do whatever they want. So I wouldn't say I'm their caretaker directly. And I don't know, in your case, you know, whoever you're taking care of, I admire so many people who are taking care of their parents and older people, and it's not easy at all. So remember, if you're a caretaker, always take care of yourself first so that you can be strong to help that other person without losing yourself. Okay, don't ever lose your sight of who's first. You're first, not because you're going to be selfish, but because you're actually going to be much better with others when you start with you. And let me confess something before I go. It's really high vibe for me to be frustrated, but turn that not into something that's going to lower my vibe, but something that's going to ignite my soul and my purpose. It's like, I'm going to do everything I can. Everything is in my power to speak up through my podcast, through my videos, through all the media that I can be on and tell people, hey, let's move it. Okay, in any way possible, inspire, motivate, empower people. And that's what I mean. It's like, you can have a negative emotion in quotes that is actually directing you to a higher purpose, a higher or higher vibration. It's like I get enthusiastic even when I get mad, because it's like I'm really mad that we have treated animals so badly. I'm very angry at that. But staying in the madness and the anger, and that is not great, except when we shift our thoughts to, okay, I'm really indignated about this animal abuse. Cancel, because I don't like to talk about negative things. Okay, I'm going to turn this cruelty into kindness. So I'm going to be the kindest person I can possibly be, and also inspire people to be kind to animals and to be kind to others, and et cetera. So it's like how to shift something that you're mad about into something that's going to make you feel good because you're doing your best. And always, always, always have your own back. All right? Because you taking care of yourself and you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Woo! Yeah, baby. Make it awesome. Love and light. Take care. Kisses and hugs. Till next time. Thank you. Just a note about animals, because you know that they feel just like we do. They feel love, they feel fear, they feel sadness, they feel happiness and joy, and they feel all the feelings, all the emotions that we have, they have as well. So when it comes to animals, maybe I can't change all the things that have been done and that people do on a daily basis when it comes to animal use and abuse and cancel, like I said, I want to talk about kindness. But the thing I do to stay high vibe and stay in my power and my agency is to do everything that I can in order to speak up for animals and be their voice. And I know there's other people that do much more than I do, but I do my best. And of course, I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan for 12 years this July, and I'm so happy. In fact, I'm celebrating it with friends. And I tell you, I've never felt better in my life. I'm gonna keep being a vegan. So being a vegan is already my way of being the change I wanna see in the world, as Gandhi would say or said. I consider that we can all make a difference, even if we're vegan once a week. So today's Monday, Motivation Monday and Meatless Monday. You may try one meal a week and just make it all vegetable-based, all plant-based, all delicious-based, because who doesn't love avocado? Who doesn't love corn on the cob and delicious lentil pancakes? Oh my gosh, and waffles. And so, oh, I think I'm getting hungry. So many options. In fact, there's way more food and delicious options in the world that are all plant-based than non. So a new world of opportunities lies right in front of you. So, you know, take it or leave it. Like I say about everything I say, don't believe me necessarily, but if this resonates with you, make a difference today or tomorrow. If you want to make it a meatless Tuesday instead of a Monday because you heard this later, that's all right. Whatever you decide, or a meatless Friday, you know, whatever works for you. And just try it one meal at a time. And guess what? The most important thing, in my opinion, is to feel how you feel. How do you feel when you eat like that? I feel kindness. I feel calm. Because the food that's been processed and somehow with violence, cancel, is not good for your body when it comes to energy. I believe in our spirits. I believe in our energy. And to be high vibe and high energy, not only don't I take any kind of medication, I don't take any drugs, I don't take any alcohol, I don't eat nor drink anything that comes from violence. So I feel at peace, and it's a real peace. And you know, they say we can all have and enjoy world peace if we have peace within ourselves. So maybe one at a time we can make a difference, just like I said, one person at a time, one day at a time, or one meal at a time. Let's make a difference for the animals. Let's save them, you guys. Let's try it, okay? And see how you feel. Thank you.